Last week, we got the big news that downtown Lynchburg is getting a new craft brewery. Licking Hole Creek Craft Brewery is going to spend $2.6 million to open a new production brewery in the current Babcock Auto Building at 12th and Court Streets downtown. It's expected to create 28 new jobs. And joining us now is Lisa Pumphrey. She and her husband own Licking Hole Creek Brewery based in Goochland County. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And also, Anna Benson is with us, and she's with the City of Lynchburg Economic Development Department. Hi, Anna.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing well. Let's start with you, Lisa, and tell us a little bit about Licking Hole Creek Craft Brewery. That's an interesting name. Tell us about how you and your husband founded it and why you chose the name, and go from there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a partnership among some friends, not just my husband and I,
mm-hmm.
and we have a 290-acre farm in the heart of Goochland County. So it's an interesting brewery model. It's one of the first farm breweries in the state of Virginia. So we actually grow our own hops, and we grow our own barley, and we're very tied in with the agricultural process of brewing. And then we take our craft to the highest level. So our beer is known for being some of the highest quality products you can find in the state and competing nationally.
So you and your husband and some friends started this. Why the name Licking Hole Creek?
Licking Hole Creek is the name of the creek that runs through our farm.
Okay.
And it was the Licking Hole Creek District of Goochland County.
How did you decide to expand to Lynchburg?
We looked at many locations, and when we came to Lynchburg, we're pretty close with Babcock and Tucker Adamson. And the location seemed perfect, and the location seemed very primed to have a new craft beer scene coming to it. We're very excited to be bringing that to everyone and to be focusing on a select sour program at that location.
A select sour program. Explain what that means.
That means that at that location, what we'll primarily be brewing and barrel aging is sours. At that location, which is a specific style. And we'll also be able to bring in and also brew some of your more traditional lagers and IPAs. And we're very excited to bring that to the forefront of Virginia. That's a complete craft in and of itself, beyond just craft brewing.
So tell us a little bit more about sour beers and the taste. I understand these are very popular in Belgium, which is a country which has a pretty darn good reputation for beer, I would say.
Yes, it has a phenomenal reputation. Sours are one of the types of beer that are growing in popularity across the nation. So it also is something where we can really tie in the different microbes from our farm and tie in the whole farm and agricultural aspect of the brewing process.
So how long have you all been brewing? How long have you been in business up at your farm?
We've been in business just under 4 years.
So that's a pretty good rate of expansion in 4 years of you start brewing and selling the product that you're already expanding.
We've been really blessed. We've gotten a lot of national awards and Virginia awards, particularly for all of our stouts and field beers, where we do innovative beers with different spicings. Our Coconut Delight won a Silver in the World Beer Cup, and our Virginia Black Bears won the gold medal in the stout category for the Virginia Craft Beer Fest 2 years in a row.
Are you surprised?
So we've been really blessed with really having a really popular brand and then creating a space and a sense of community at our brewery, which has developed into a very popular location. So we draw in a substantial amount of tourism to our location, and people travel from, I guess for our last Despot Day, we people from 33 different states and several countries come out in March for the release of our Enlightened Despot, our bourbon barrel-aged imperial stout.
Our colleague, Mike Lewis, shared with us that he was traveling in the Richmond area in Goochland County this past weekend. And that he said, this is near where Licking Hole Creek Brewery is. And, you know, we'll just swing by. And since it's coming to Lynchburg, we want to find out more about this place. And so they started heading down the road where you guys are located, and traffic was just backed up forever. Like, it is quite the tourist destination.
And we're hoping that we can do that for Lynchburg, too. We have quite a tourist draw, and what you all have been doing, the rejuvenation of the downtown and your river walk and all of the new buildings coming in for lodging, I really can see Lynchburg as being a serious tourist draw because it has such an incredible southern charm to it.
Wow, Anna Benson, that's a good opportunity to bring
that's
you
perfect.
In here.
Thanks,
yeah.
Lisa.
So Anna, talk about what this means for development, downtown development, but I guess just development in general for Lynchburg.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're thrilled to have Licking Hole Creek in downtown Lynchburg, and like Lisa said, the location is actually really perfect for a production, you know, craft brewery facility. With, you know, it's a redeveloped, revitalized piece of property that has, you know, served one function for many, many years very, very well and is a beloved location in Lynchburg. But will now be, you know, have a new life. And I think this is really important for sort of the trajectory of how downtown has been revitalizing and growing with, you know, residential loft development, new hotels, the Bluff Walk, and adding this tourist draw of a production craft brewery is just, you know, I think going to take things to the next level for us.
And Anna, talk about some logistics here, because people have been wondering, does this mean that Babcock Auto is no longer? Are they moving to a new location? Or
they are not. Bobby Babcock, the owner of the property and who's run the auto shop for so many years with that family, he is retiring. Mm. So, but the family is retaining ownership of the property and working closely with Lisa to redevelop. So, you know, the Babcocks will be around for many years, and they're actually, you know, leading the redevelopment of the property, which is great. You know, it keeps that family invested in downtown Lynchburg, and also has brought us, you know, Lisa and Licking Hole Creek. So we're thrilled about that.
And so describe what it's going to look like, because I'm thinking I actually live near there. And but for folks who are not as familiar with the area, you turn off of 12th Street. It's right behind the downtown Y. But
That's
you
right.
turn off of 12th Street, and it's not only the Babcock building, the auto store, but there's also another building, it seems like they're right, that fronts on 12th Street. And there's a parking lot. And, yep. I mean, describe what's going to happen to the property.
Well, I'll give a quick overview, and then I'll let Lisa give a more a bigger description of the facility itself and what she's planning to do. But you're right, the Babcocks own all the way, you know, Court and 12th, and then all the way around to the parking deck beside the Y. So there are actually 126 parking spaces, which, you know, for downtown Lynchburg is many parking spaces, and that'll be great to support the facility and its redevelopment. So we'll have, you know, a tasting room, the production facility, and then there will also be some space for, you know, potential development of restaurant and retail along with it, all the way, you know, up to that building that fronts 12th Street. So I believe, you know, Tucker Adamson is taking a phased approach to this, and Licking Hole Creek will be the anchor tenant for the property and really drive that redevelopment. But Lisa can certainly tell you a little bit more about, you know, how the production facility and tasting room will be laid out.
Lisa?
Yes, we're very excited about it. It's an incredible building and layout. We're really hoping to create a location where we can draw the community in and they can really see and learn about the craft, the creation of the craft beer, as well as the sour process, and also have a wonderful location. Something our brewery is known for, it's a very community-driven environment. So it's very family friendly at our other location, and so we're hoping to bring the community in and draw in the farmers market that's locally just down the street from there, and then also just really focus on the education of the agricultural processes that are tied in to what we're doing and the full circle of growth and contribution that craft beer makes to our communities.
So to be family,
so hopefully one of those back rooms we will have planning to hopefully have some educational symposiums, as well as having some music for people to come and enjoy.
And a restaurant, and you said it's going to be family friendly. Are you going to bring things in from your farm in Goochland County, or use, you alluded to the community market, maybe use some local farmers? How do you plan to do that?
I think we want to tie in with the locals and have this location have its own Lynchburg local vibe as much as possible, and really focus on educating and promoting our neighbor farmers from the Lynchburg location.
And when's all this going to start happening, and when would it be finished?
I believe now that we've been able to make our announcement that it will be beginning relatively quickly. And then hopefully it'll be up and running by around the end of the year.
The end of this year?
Yes, the end of this year.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to be moving pretty quickly. And I did want to just note, Lisa mentioned sourcing locally. So what part of the announcement on Friday was the governor's AFID grant, which is the Agriculture and Forestry Industries grant that is going to support the expansion in Goochland and the expansion in Lynchburg. And that is a support that, you know, in addition to the, you know, the investment in the property and the job creation, also helps support sourcing Virginia agriculture products. So, you know, as a farm brewery, you know, Lisa is sourcing obviously as local as she can right there, and committed to doing the same in the Lynchburg facility. So we're really excited about that, and also the opportunity that, you know, that real commitment to education of agriculture and the importance of Virginia agriculture, and you know what that means for, you know, kind of farm to table and craft brewery and all of those things. So I just wanted to mention that support as well.
It's exciting. So I guess folks in that area will start to see the work beginning pretty quickly here, and the new Licking Hole Creek Craft Brewery expected to open in Lynchburg by the end of this year. It's exciting news for downtown Lynchburg, for Lynchburg in general. Anna Benson is with the Economic Development Office for the City of Lynchburg, and Lisa Pumphrey is one of the owners of Licking Hole Creek Brewery, and we look forward to monitoring the progress of this project, and we'll talk to you again soon. Maybe have an on-air tasting or something like that.
That'd be great.
Thank you both very much.
Wonderful. Thank you.